This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Home builders in Michigan are having a tough time finding enough workers to meet demand. Bob Filka is CEO of the Home Builders Association of Michigan. Bob, usually some 28,000 new homes are built every year in Michigan, and this past year, just 13,000. Why is that?
Well, actually, and that number is actually about 38% more than occurred in 2012. So actually, the percentages are going up pretty dramatically, but since we fell so low during the downturn, it's going to take us a while to get back up to that level. And obviously, as you mentioned, workforce issues are one of the reasons why we're not going to be able to produce that many homes for a number of years.
So what kind of workforce issues are we talking about? What kind of jobs are going begging?
Well, everything from framers to carpenters to plumbers and electricians. It really runs the gamut. And it stems from the fact that during the downturn, we actually, some of the statistics that the Labor Department has kept, I mean, we lost approximately 60,000 workers in the industry during the downturn. So they left the state, they found a different career, they retired. Many of those individuals are not coming back to the jobs in the sector. At the same time, we've had kind of a college track mentality in school over the last several years, and many of the programs, the voc ed programs and other things that kids coming through school used to enroll in got, you know, mothballed or less focus and attention on those. So we kind of had a perfect storm of people leaving the industry, very few potential workers kind of taking the training and education they need to get into the industry. And now, over the next several years, as you mentioned, we're kind of forecasting significant shortages. And so as a result, it's going to put pressure on how long it takes to get a new home built, how long it takes to get someone to come out and check your house if you have a problem with plumbing or your electrical systems.
And it's really quite stunning. I actually know from personal experience how folks like heating and cooling, the HVAC folks and painters were calling around going, if anybody has any work, please. They were just beating the bushes for work during the worst of the recession, and now they probably have more than they can handle.
They do. It's a good problem to have based on where the industry was. So it's a good sign that home values are rising, that there's more people interested in seeing improvements in their homes because they're seeing that equity in their homes rise. All those things are all good things, but we kind of lose sight of the fact that, well, gee, now what? We're gonna, you know, in fact, some economists and some markets are suggesting that, you know, we could have a whole new housing bubble be created because of a lack of production, that there's just not the people and the manpower to meet that demand over the next few years. You know, whether that occurs in Michigan, I kind of question that at this point, but I do think it's possible looking at the numbers.
Also, Bob, what about finance issues for the builders? Is that playing into this construction slowdown?
It does, simply because there still aren't very many lenders out there who are providing loans for development. You know, spec homes, or we call them inventory homes. So there are very few. In the past, under normal market conditions, you know, banks would loan money to builders to develop an area, build several dozen homes, knowing that those homes would be in demand. That kind of development lending obviously went by the wayside during the downturn. There are some equity investors and others who have put money into that kind of development, but it really, you know, pales in comparison in terms of the leverage that used to be there from private lenders who would lend money to builders across the state. That money's not there today, generally speaking, so there are fewer homes being built unless builders have a buyer lined up. They're typically not building unless they're one of the larger volume builders in the state. You know, companies like Eastbrook and Mayberry and Allen Edwin, obviously Pulte Homes, those types of builders are building more inventory homes, but not at the scale that they used to. And so obviously also the smaller, medium-sized builders, they don't have the capital to do that kind of inventory building. So as a result, you know, you have many communities, you know, particularly where there's new job creation, you have people moving into an area, there may not be any newly constructed homes for them to look at. So that is a challenge for some communities who are worried about kind of capturing new workers as new jobs are being created. community developers really need to be looking at this issue as an economic development issue for their area of the state.
So there's that challenge. And also, what does all of this tell us about job possibilities for young people considering the building trades, and at the same time, what the schools should be looking at?
Well, fortunately, the governor did sign into a law a change in our curriculum requirements for high school graduation that will provide some greater flexibility for kids to enroll in these voc ed programs and still qualify and meet all the graduation requirements. But I think culturally, one of the things we're looking at partnering up with other construction associations, so commercial construction, other types of organizations who represent pieces of the construction sector, to see if we can really try to get a campaign going, because it's really a cultural awareness type of issue, and to make it clear that, you know, these types of jobs are available and someone can make a pretty good living and career with a modest amount of training and hard work. These are great paying jobs, and, you know, and unfortunately, I think there's a perception that these are all dirty jobs, that, you know, they're not the jobs that I want my child to go into. Really, they're very fulfilling jobs and very rewarding and good jobs, and they're not all what some might consider to be dirty jobs. There are plenty of very technical and design-oriented types of tasks that are needed for residential building. And so culturally, I think we need to change the mindset, and that's just going to take time.
Bob Filka is CEO of the Home Builders Association of Michigan. Bob, thanks for talking with us on Stateside today.
Thanks, Cynthia. I appreciate it.